Welcome to Arena! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
That's a baby Tony. Tony Dahers. Tony Dahers.
Hey, what? My mic sounds a lot better today. Sometimes I think maybe Bruce doesn't have my mic on and I'm getting picked up by all the other mics. I could be wrong, though. That man right there is Bubblegum Pino. He's Canadian Station's a bearded wonder, right?
Good day, Tony.
We told you those two mutts in the back weren't going to be here today. Filling in for them is one Nicholas Skay.
The old firm.
The old firm. We got two different mutts back here.
The old firm. Tell you what, your hair looks fucking cool with those.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I put the cans on. I was like, man, I haven't had real cans on in a while. And I'll tell you what, it does look good on the flow.
What does Bruce do to fit in this?
Well, Bruce, what does he do?
There it is. He does do that. He does that move. Bill is sitting in for Mitt. How are you doing today, Bill?
Great, pal. How are you?
Good.
Who cares?
This is Hammer Dom. It's Picks Friday. We're just going to get through the picks pretty much today. Mitt and fucking Bruce are out of town. Mitt did just send his picks in. I don't know if I'm going to read them or not. We'll see.
Let me guess. Lakers money line.
Heat Lakers money line parlay.
Read his picks in his voice, please.
Oh, you fucking Lakers. Even though I'm super fucking worried about Clay game 6.
Knicks aren't even fucking good, dude. Give me the fucking Heat.
and Bruce would get mad at him. So then, Nick, what would Bruce say if he was mad at Mitt for picking against the Knicks?
Oh, Mitt, come on, dude. Just fucking get your pick out already. It's kind of like Mitt. It's just an octave or two deeper and slightly faster.
It was a tough scene when I also had that voice when I lost my voice, too.
Yeah. Hockey last night, we had Carolina.
Great night on the ice last night. Kaniacs came through, got rid of those.
Pesky.
I can't say it.
Exactly. Got rid of them, sent them home, sent them packing. Kaniacs are through the Eastern Conference Finals. And then Gumpies, Texas Hockey got the regulation win 5-2 with the overhit. It was a great night on the ice.
Okay.
Celtics won.
We won all of our baseball picks.
Not a bad night at my fucking household with the Celtics and Texas Hockey win.
I was on the Sixers. Felt bad. Felt good. Felt real good. And then felt bad about them again.
I was also on the Suns. I was on the Suns.
Me too. I think the Nuggets might just win the whole goddamn thing.
It's trending that way.
They have four guys who can get 20 pretty much whenever, like not whenever they want, but if fucking you have Murray and Jokic and then KCP gets fucking 20 last night. And
I think this is like the old way of building like a championship team. Remember it used to like you have to take the steps. Feels like the Nuggets are that old school team that's kind of taking the steps.
And no shortcuts.
This is their time.
Yeah. PGA Scoot Scheffler is leading that one. He's 14 under through two rounds. He was the very, very short-odded favorite. So that's where we are there. Bill, is there any MMA this weekend? Or
I have not ventured in to look, to be honest with you.
Okay, so no.
I have no AC at my house right now. I haven't really looked at anything else other than how to really get that fixed. Bill,
you got to get out of this fucking place, dude. All you've been doing is working on it since the day you moved in.
Yeah.
Okay. Nick, you want to start on the ice tonight or what?
Let's start on the ice.
Start on the fuck. Gump, you cold? Start on the ice.
Yeah, it's getting cold in there, feels like.
It actually is cold in here again today. We're going to have to get you on the...
I did turn the AC back on.
See, there it is. Leafs, can they go to a game... 6.
I have absolutely no faith in the Leafs tonight, and it's going to be music to Gumpy's ears. I'm talking like potential Max Yoon play on the Panthers.
Wow.
I just have no faith in the Leafs to even push this or extend it. It just feels like a fitting story for them for this to come to an end in Toronto after barely scraping by to get that win, and a nice gentleman sweep would conclude the series.
Glad.
I'm gonna play it safe. Give me Panthers +1.5, -150.
Damn it, Gumps.
I don't. You can't. I don't know.
You've been burying the Leafs all year and all season, and now
at the final moment,
drive a stake in their heart, you're not going to jump all over it.
I did last game. I don't love this Panthers team, dude.
Okay. I mean, you don't love the Leafs either.
No, I hate the Leafs. Absolutely hate the Leafs. But I feel like, I don't know, man. I feel like the Panthers ended in game six back in Florida is my take.
All right. What about Coyle's Knights?
Oh, Oilers all the way. This thing's dead.
Yeah, this one.
Said that last game and the Knights fucking came out and blew the doors off.
Although, boys.
Is Dreisaitl okay?
Yeah.
Dreisaitl's fine.
He's fine. So we're losing Pietrangelo for the Knights. We're losing Darnell Nurse for the Oilers.
Is Johnny Quick getting the start?
Both teams trade off a defenseman. I don't know who's starting. Gumps, do you know who's starting for the Knights tonight?
Let me check.
I would love to see Johnny Quick get a go, but I do know a bit of news broke today that Wild Bill Carlson.
Oh, no.
No, my friends. Welcome his first baby boy to the world today. Oof. And will be playing tonight.
Oh, dad game?
Aiden Hill's in net.
I'm gonna take a chance with Wild Bill and score the dad goal. Game to get the Knights going tonight at +110 on the money line at home. Give me the Knights at home to extend this thing.
You could get Wild Bill Carlson, anytime goal scorer +320.
I think he's gonna be flying.
I also have I have something here.
Or he might have cement in his skates because he was up all night.
Come on,
Jonathan Marchessault.
Yeah.
Plus 23 shots in four games this series.
+195 to score a goal.
So you can get him at four shots on goal is +116. I'll take him at six shots on goal at +500.
Are you doing a shots on goal?
Yes, he is.
What is going on?
That's my picks Friday, baby. Let's go. +500 is just way too high for a guy that's literally getting six shots a game.
I'm on it.
Right? I mean, if you want to play it safe, take him at four at +116.
I'll do it. I'm on it. You've talked me into it. Okay. Let's see here. NBA tonight.
I'm going outside of the box again. This didn't work last time. Two-team teaser, plus money. Knicks up to +10.5. Warriors up to +7.5.
I'm in on that. That's my
pick. I could see the fucking Heat just.
Bill, this is awesome. I've never been framed before. Hold on.
Those camera shots are god awful. I had to fix the control room one so Nick's head's not cut all the way off. I mean, Gump's
look at how
towering
much,
over you.
Look at how much better the show looks right now.
Our pet's head
would have thought
falling off. I like that teaser, Tony.
Unbelievable.
I like that teaser. What is going on?
I'm not the most technologically sound human being. I just figured I had to be fucking mini-me next to Gump.
That's probably my fault.
Why is it your fault?
I mean, I get a lot of tweets that I do get pretty close to the camera.
It's a good bit, though.
It's a good gimmick.
There you go. There you go, Bill. Thank you. There you go. I like that. I like Knicks up. I like Warriors up. Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Lakers and Knicks probably do win, but I think it's close.
Okay. And then let's do baseball. Big slate tonight in baseball.
Huge slate.
Fucking huge
slate. I got a profit boost, boys. Need a lock.
Okay.
There we go.
We'll go through it. Fuck it. We'll figure out one.
Fucking Big Maple's back, boys. Look out. Fucking look out.
We'll figure out which one's the best for the profit boost for you, Nick. Reds are at the Marlins. The Marlins pitcher is a 20-year-old 6'8", 220, who has performed like very well in AAA and stuff like that. I'm not going to take him in this first start, but that's just who they're rolling out there tonight.
Yeah, Ashcraft's been decent. I'm out, though.
Yeah. Marco Gonzalez goes against Boyd. I'm good on that one.
Short price, Mariners first five money line -118.
Okay. I'm going to take the... In McGill versus Mackenzie Gore, I'm going to take the Nats first five money.
Tony Nats.
minus the 112.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I'm up.
They're hitting better, and Mackenzie Gore's been been better pitcher, so I have to fucking take it.
Your last Nats bet did hit.
Yep. Buccos are in Baltimore. Oviedo goes against Bradish. I'm gonna take the Buccos as a plus half dog here, even though they have been 1-9 in their last 10. So
yeah, I like the Orioles first five money line here.
I'm not gonna argue with you there.
Orioles seems like the profit boost then. So.
No, not yet. I wouldn't take profits, but it was on one that we disagree on.
Okay.
Let's see if we can find one. Gerry Cole at home. Yankees over Ray. I'm going to lay the half first five with the Yankees.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. Here's one, maybe. I'm going to take the Braves first five money line minus 160 with Strider over Bassett.
Absolutely. I love this Braves team.
So there you go, Nick. Maybe I would go full game, whatever you want to do. Maybe the Braves there.
Braves anyway. Anyway, you can get them. Braves.
Braves anyway, you can get them.
Braves on a Friday. Braves Friday night anyway.
The old Chucky ball game, Wainwright goes against the Bo Sox and fucking Paxton, who hasn't pitched since 2019.
528 days since Big Maple has been on a big league mound. Give me the Sox first five plus a half at home.
I was going to take the Cardinals because this has got disaster written for Paxton all over, but Sox have been hitting really well, and I don't want to go against that.
Anytime I envision Wainwright at Fenway, I just envision game one of the World Series where he got absolutely torched.
Anything Angels Guardians?
Yeah, Guardians short price first five money line. I don't know what it is. Allen's got a 2.7. Anderson's got a 5.4. That line kind of stinks.
We're going to go Franz versus Kolpich and Stros and White Sox. I looked at the Stros, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I wanted to go White Sox, but I've been betting a bad team far too much in the White Sox.
What if I would have told you Drew Smyly and Sonny Gray would have been two of the best pitchers in the MLB to start this year?
I would give you Sonny, but I would disagree on Smiley.
I'm actually going to go the under 4.5 here, first five for Cubbies and Twins.
I like Twins first five money line at home.
Bill, great fucking framing here. Thank you, dude. Corbo Burns is a huge favorite against the Royals. Good.
Yeah, I'm out.
Phillies go into the Rockies. Gomer has a terrible ERA, but his last three games he's been fucking awesome. You want to know what his actual was?
I just saw the 6.75. Walker's got 5.97.
Yeah, jeez. Let me Gomer in his. So he started terrible. He started. He gave up 3, 5, 5, and 9 in his first four starts. Since that, he's given up 0, 1, and 2, all in six innings pitch. So he's been a lot better in his last three starts.
Yeah, I'll put my feet up there.
Rangers are at the A's. Waldichuk goes against Marty Perez. I'm just gonna stay away from that one.
Yeah, I like Rangers first five money line. Also like Rangers first or not first five, full game, -1.5, -108. That seems short against an Oakland team that absolutely reeks, and Waldichuk has a 7.25.
Yeah, it's not great.
Giants, that might be the one, Nick.
Could take the Rangers too. Maybe can you profit boost the parlay?
No, just straight bet.
Giants are at the D-backs. I didn't want anything of this.
Yeah, give me Giants at a short price again. Both these pitchers stink, but I'll take the
Rebby's an opener.
I guess they're not the better team. D-backs are 20 and 18, but I like the Giants.
I thought this one was a little short. Snell against May. Give me May Day all day on the fucking Dodgers first five money line.
Yeah, this was weird to me, too. I like Dodgers first five money line.
All right, so I'm on Nats first five money line, Buccos first five plus a half, Yankees first five minus a half, Braves first five money line, under 4.5 Cubs and Twins first five, and Dodgers first five money line.
Mariners first five money line, Orioles first five money line, Braves first five money line, Guardians first five money line, Red Sox first five plus a half, Twins first five money line, Giants first five money line, Rangers first five money line, Rangers full game -1.5, and Mayday Dodgers first five money line.
All right, footy this weekend.
Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Fucking 1 week today, boys. It's fucking fast fucking 10, May 19th, in theaters.
They just started doing all the international releases.
I mean, there's a FastX Snapchat filter right now that is undefeated.
When does it come out in Canada?
Same day. Didn't you hear that guy? That guy was driving by. Fucking, they've been driving by all week, like, getting worked up on the street.
What do you got?
Saturday, buddy? EPL at, like, Newcastle moneyline, Tottenham double chance, Fulham draw no bet. Bundesliga, I got Wolfsburg moneyline, Augsburg double chance. La Liga, I got Real Sociedad moneyline. Serie A, I got Atalanta and AC Milan both moneyline. Ligue 1, I got Nice double chance. And then, I mean, the MLS, they are, these lines they're throwing out are fucking awesome. Give me Columbus money line, Nashville double chance,
yeah.
Revs double chance,
yes.
Toronto FC double chance, NYCFC double chance, and the proud, proud Sounders double chance. And Sunday, Serie A, Napoli money line, Roma draw no bet, La Liga, Sevilla double chance, Barcelona money line, EPL, West Ham double chance, Bundesliga, Leverkusen draw no bet, Ligue 1, Lyon money line, Monaco draw no bet.
Hey, I think we're good.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Bruce said Knicks and seven.
They win tonight, yeah.
Knicks and seven.
I do worry about the Heat blowing them out. If the Heat punch him in the face early, I worry about that.
Okay. You two have anything else you need to get off your chest?
There is UFC. I think it's in Paris, so it's either early tomorrow or it might already be happening.
Okay. That's all we need to know. We just need to know if there was one.
Yes.
Thanks, Bill.
Paris. People are hitting people.
Okay.
Paris. Also, I mean, Texas hockey finishes things tomorrow night and Celtics in seven on Sunday.
Okay. Good to know. I think we're good, boys.
No bias at all there.
Yeah, sure. No, bias at all. All right. We will be back Monday. Good luck betting this weekend. Stay safe. It's getting nice out there.
Okay. Hey, good job, Nick and Bill.
Good job, Nick and Bill.
Good job, Gumps and Tone.
Thanks, boys.
Appreciate you, boys.
All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.